the wonderful lady who's going to solve all of our problems and tell us how to make our gardens grow. We have Rachel Weston from the Shrewsbury Garden Club. Welcome to Preferred Company, Rachel. How are you this morning?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm great. It's great to be with you.
We're so happy to have you. I have been wanting to have Rachel on the air with us for the longest time because I know we have a lot of great listeners out there who are gardening aficionados. And, you know, I admit it, that's not me, but I have learned so much from knowing you over the last while that we've known one another. Rachel is a very, very expert gardener, and she has created masterpieces. And she's here to tell us, you know, the weather is starting to change. Everybody knows I'm so excited that it's fall. I love the fall season. But that means that there's not only a shift in the temperature, there's a shift in our gardening, too. And for a lot of people, we want to keep our plants alive, and we want to keep the sort of the spirit of growth in our homes. So, Rachel, if I could ask you in a broad way, what's one or two ways that we can capture the beauty of nature in our homes as the seasons shift?
Well, one of the things that I like to do at this time of year, you know, it's going to start getting colder at night. So we want to keep an eye on those temperatures because we're looking for the first frost that will kill off a lot of our annual plants. But also when the temperatures get to be below about 55 degrees at night, some plants don't like that. So if there's things that you would like to bring inside this weekend and going forward is the time to start that. Some of my favorite things to bring back inside and keep inside are geraniums. They're really easy to bring inside, and they'll give you a little pop of color. A lot of times they'll continue to bloom throughout the winter. Canna lilies, elephant ears, sweet potato vines, and dahlia bulbs. Those are all things that you can dig up out of your pots or out of the ground and store in your basement or your garage in cool temperatures over winter until you want to plant them out for next year. And then there's lots of things that you can do to, you know, bring new plants inside to invigorate your indoor space, house plants, and some bulbs that you can try to force indoors.
I didn't realize that you could dig them up and then put them back in the ground. This is where I'm really at 101 level here, folks. You know, I didn't know that you could do all of that stuff. So those big elephant ears, we can bring them in and then put them back out again in the spring?
You can. I've done it successfully several times. Sometimes it doesn't always work, but if you get them early enough and they don't have any frost damage and they stay dry and cool throughout the winter months, there's usually a good chance that you'll be able to, plump them back up in the spring and have some new growth.
Well, I'll tell you what, I remember when I was a little girl in Catholic school, they used to have a plant sale right around this time of year. And we would come home with these little bulbs, and I forgot the name of what they were, but we would plant them, and they would always pop up around Christmas time. Big, beautiful, showy flower. What the heck was the name of that thing?
So those are probably amaryllis.
Yes, I think that's what it was, yeah.
So they typically grow around Christmas, and funny you should mention those, because our club, the Shrewsbury Garden Club, is hosting an amaryllis fundraiser this year. It's the first time that we're running a fundraiser for amaryllis bulbs, and we chose them because they are so beautiful and showy and really bring a great pop of color to the winter months. So you can order them now, you know, in October. The bulbs will be here in mid-November, which will be time for gift giving, or if you want to, you know, start planting them around Thanksgiving, you can plant them through January. And in 4 to 6, you know, 8 weeks later, you'll be rewarded with these enormous bulbs, beautiful flowers. And you really don't need to do much at all to them. Just put them in a container with a little bit of soil. You can even plant them with no soil, and they'll grow and bloom. It's really kind of miraculous.
And they're pretty easy to grow, if I remember. You know, Rachel,
absolutely.
I was saying that my sister got the green thumb in the family. I didn't. And we would both buy them at the school fundraiser, and she'd plant hers, and they grew to be like 2 feet tall, hers did. And mine, they looked like a popsicle stick coming up out of the ground. But
I
both
don't
of them had these gorgeous
that,
red
Lori.
Flowers.
Your memory might be failing you on that topic.
My memory fails me on a lot of things, believe me. I'm going to have to get some.
I'm sorry, ladies.
No, please.
Rachel, this is Joel. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
I have a question for you. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to go outside and bring plants indoors, but I'm definitely the kind of guy that can go out and buy plants to keep them indoors. Are there good plants for the winter months that somebody like me, who isn't going to pay daily attention to the plants, are there appropriate plants, meaning that they'll survive despite not getting the finest of care?
Sure, absolutely. You might want to look for some house plants in that case. Most of our local plant nurseries will have a really great selection. Uh-huh. Even some of our big box stores will have some. And one thing to think about first and foremost is what kind of light you're going to be able to provide. So if you have really bright light, you can have certain kinds of plants. And if you have low light, you'll have other plants that will thrive in that kind of light. So one plant that is pretty much indestructible is called the snake plant, Sansevieria. And it has just kind of like tall, sword-like leaves that kind of are rippling. Those require, minimal light. They don't need a lot of watering. So that would be definitely a good plant to start out with if you don't have, a lot of ability to care for it. There's things like rubber trees. There's fiddle leaf figs, which are very popular right now, that have really large leaves. They don't require a whole lot of watering, but they do require some bright light. So if you go into one of your local nurseries and kind of walk around, just make sure you take a look at the tags, and it'll tell you what kind of light and watering recommendations are for each plant, so you don't get something that's fussier than you might be willing to take care of.
I was surprised that you said rubber plants, because I typically, is it rubber plants or rubber trees?
I mean, it would be like a tree, when you buy them at the store, they'll probably be maybe about 12 to 18 feet tall, inches tall, and you can keep them inside. They'll be at a relatively smaller size for some time in the house.
Rachel, I wanted to ask you this. Lori and I continued to talk about the garden club, and specifically, she reminded me that Shrewsbury is right in our backyard, and specifically Preferred Home Healthcare and Nursing Services headquarters is right there. And she brought up a very interesting conversation, which is that we take care of a lot of people who are homebound, not necessarily not limited to seniors, but a lot of people who are homebound for all kinds of different reasons. And if we're gifting a plant to a person who really doesn't have the capacity to spend a lot of time taking care of the plant, but can get years of enjoyment out of the plant, any recommendations besides what we've already spoken about before the break?
Sure, absolutely. So definitely taking care of plants is very therapeutic. There's a lot of horticultural therapy for people. Uh-huh. So that is something that people can definitely get enjoyment and pride out of growing. Some of the easier plants to grow, one that I wanted to mention before the break was called the ZZ plant, the letter Z, ZZ plant. It's pretty much indestructible. It has really nice, small, waxy leaves. It stays in reasonable size. It doesn't get overrun. So that's a really nice one as a starter plant. Another one, if somebody likes the idea of kind of like a palm tree, a parlor palm is also rather easy to grow. It stays pretty small, bright indirect light, needs to be watered maybe once every week or 2 weeks. And that's also a pet-friendly plant. A lot of people have pets at home,
sure,
or small children, and it's important to make sure that, if we're going to be keeping house plants, it's not going to be something that's potentially harmful to our, you know, our kitty cats or our dogs if they get into them. But one is a really good training wool plant is Pothos. It's vining. You can grow it just in a glass of water from a cutting. So it's really easy to grow. It grows pretty quickly, and that's one that definitely makes people feel like, wow, I can grow this. And bird's nest fern also has some really nice, beautiful, long, arching fronds, and that's also a pet-friendly option. It doesn't require too much attention. So those might be all good options for houseplants.
Wow, quite a list. I honestly didn't realize there were as many species as that that could be cared for, and I think all of us know that there's nothing better than caring for an animal, a plant. It just makes us feel better about ourselves. Rachel, speaking about making us feel better, Lori told me about the amazing work that you do for the Garden Club in Shrewsbury and that you're having a sale. Can you tell us more about it?
Sure. So the Garden Club maintains seven different public spaces in Shrewsbury around the Municipal Gardens, at the Allen House, which is the historic house at the Four Corners there. So fundraising is really important for us to be able to buy new plants and the mulch and all the other things that we need. So we're focusing on amaryllis this time, and we have 11 different kinds of amaryllis with really big, beautiful flowers ranging from deep red, white, pink colors, some more exotic ones that can be kept as a house plant throughout the year with kind of like creamy starburst type flowers. So there's a one called Dancing Queen, which is really fluffy and lots of frilly petals. That one's striped with red and white. So we have a variety of those available. They range from $12 to $20 per bulb. And if you take care of them correctly, you can give them, grow them yourself or give them as a gift, and they can potentially be grown again the next season if you take care of them correctly. And we can also provide some information on how to do that when you make the purchase. So if someone wants to order from us, they can go to our website, shrewsburygc.com, and the order form is there on the website, or you can just shoot us an email if you'd like to at Shrewsbury Garden Club. And we can at gmail.com, and we can get you the order form and, answer any questions for you.
How are the plants, are they delivered? Do you have to pick them up?
So they're going to be available for pickup in Shrewsbury. So we have a couple of different opportunities to pick them up, either at one of our meetings or we have community work days once a month. On a Saturday morning, and then usually somebody from the club is available, and we can arrange to meet with somebody to have their order picked up if that's
I was just going to say that they're so friendly. They're such a friendly group of people that if you were to reach out to Rachel and say, "Well, I can't make it this day or can't make it that day," I guarantee you somebody from that club would be happy to meet you somewhere. Maybe over at the Preferred Home Healthcare Nursing Services headquarters, Joel. That's a good spot. And
and all are welcome, especially the plants.
But I tell you what, if you go to Shrewsbury, you can check out some of these beautiful gardens that they maintain. They are absolutely spectacular. One time, I'm gonna ask Rachel if she'd be willing to come back and join us again. What they have done for the monarch butterflies is absolutely important work, because the monarch butterflies are a endangered species. But that's a whole different topic for a whole different day. But you know what, Joel? What I was thinking. I think that you and me should pick an amaryllis. You pick one and I'll pick one, and we'll grow them. And we'll every day we'll look at our plants and see who's doing better with the plant. We'll have a plant off. What do you think, Joel?
What I think is what I think is that you're going to win, but I'm going to try my best.
I have so much confidence in you, Joel.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. But, I don't know if you can answer this or not, but I'm going for it. We have this amazing poinsettia that was gifted to me. I don't remember if it's 2 years ago. Well, because of the pandemic, I think we're all so confused calendar-wise. It could be 3 years. And this thing, you know, I don't want to jinx it. Lori and I have a thing where we, you're not going to get this, Rachel, but Lori and I spit when we when we mention things because we don't want to jinx it. This poinsettia is just flourishing. Is that, do you know whether or not that's typical of poinsettias? It feels to me as if everybody's poinsettias, you know, December 26th, they're in the garbage.
Well, I think that's because people have a misconception that this plant will just suddenly, you know, naturally die on, you know, on the first of the year. But that's not true. It can be kept as a house plant. You know, it doesn't like cold. You can put it outside in the summer in a, you know, more of a filtered kind of lower light situation. And it will kind of bush up and then you can bring it back in the house.
Yes.
So that is one of those plants that you can bring, you know, bring in and out. And if you take care of it and you continue to water it, you know, throughout the year, you should be able to be rewarded with some new blooms. So that's definitely, I am very impressed that you've been able to nurture a poinsettia throughout a whole year. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's actually been several years, and I'm so afraid of, like, the gods, the plant gods hearing this because I just want this thing to live. It's been amazing, and it's bloomed and rebloomed.
Well, and isn't that amazing?
I didn't know you had it in you, Joel.
You feel so proud when you can just keep something alive, right?
I do. I actually, we have one of those big bathtubs. And don't ask me why, but we placed it right on the edge where it gets some beautiful light. There it is. It just, every time I look at this thing, I just feel so proud. Plants are wonderful. They really, they can make the house just special. You know, when you go into,
absolutely.
I'm sure your home is like that, Rachel. You walk into a house. Yes, please, go ahead.
I don't have very good light inside the house, so I have a primarily north-facing window, so I have to be, you know, kind of, like, have low-light options for the most part, so I'm really always jealous when I see people have a big sunroom and they have all this beautiful light streaming in, but you make do. You find plants that work for your situation. You know, another reason why your plant might be doing well in the bathroom is because a lot of plants enjoy humidity. So, you know, especially ones that are coming from a more tropical environment, like the poinsettia is typically from, like, Mexico. So getting some more humidity, you know, and not have such a dry environment for some of these plants really helps them as well. So that was smart of you to put that in your bathroom.
It wasn't so smart of me. It was smart of Stephanie, but I'll take the compliment. It's a large poinsettia. It's not your typical Christmas poinsettia. This thing is big, and it's flourished. I'm really every time I look at it, I just really enjoy the the redness, it's so remarkable, and I never expected this thing to thrive for as long as it has. So I think it's an example of where, you know, proper care and just a little bit of love can keep a plant going.
Absolutely.
Joel,
and
before
I think
we have to say goodbye to Rachel because our segment is almost coming to an end here. I do want to make sure that everybody knows that these are super nice people who are willing to answer. Believe me, I've taken pictures. What's this, Rachel? What's that? So how do people get in touch with you, and how do they order those amaryllises one more time?
So they can find the order form on our website, shrewsburygc.com. You can also find us on Facebook or Instagram. Just look for Shrewsbury Garden Club. And you can also email us, shrewsburygardenclub@gmail.com. We can send you the order form or answer any of your questions.
Rachel Weston, we want to thank you for being here today. What a wonderful guest you have been, really giving us some green ideas for the upcoming winter, and wish you luck with your sale. You do a wonderful
Thank
thing
you
for
so
Shrewsbury
much.
And Monmouth County.